What to Get for the Man in Your Life. And here to tell us, the editor-in-chief of Sharp Magazine and the Sharp Book for Men, Jeremy Fried, is back with us. Jeremy. Morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
Is the man in your life going to be your husband, your boyfriend, your dad? You know, dad's getting the same stuff all the time. Maybe change it up a little bit, right?
Absolutely. You gotta keep it fresh. Keep it different.
Yeah.
Some of these are a little pricey. Some are not. Let's start with the tactical pen. This is from Gerber. Not the baby food people. A different Gerber.
Oh, yeah.
Did
you have a chance to heft this pen? It is very substantial. It does not feel like a normal pen. It can write upside down and underwater. It's got a pressurized cartridge. And you'll feel the substantial weight on it.
It has a
hardened point on the end that if you're in an emergency situation, you can actually use it to smash a window if you're trapped inside a
MacGyver situation.
Exactly.
Now, that could fall into enemy hands, though. Do we not worry about that?
Well, it's a risk.
Drop the pen, though, in front of you there, Roger. Look how heavy this is. This thing is like...
It's a man's pen.
Yeah. Did you weigh that pen? Do you see how much it weighs?
I haven't weighed it personally. It's about 3-4 pounds.
Yeah, I think
he came in doing some curls
lifting
for the girls with it. Yeah.
Why would there be a need to write underwater?
Again, an emergency situation, perhaps, or maybe just in the rain. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. You never know when they're going to ask you for your autograph, Roger, and you'll be able to deliver no matter what the conditions.
Now, how much is that pen, Jeremy?
It's $64.
$64.
And I think you can get it on Amazon, actually.
Yeah?
That's not crazy.
Hey, their book for men, Sharp, the Book for Men. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. Sharp, the Book for Men comes out twice a year. It's available on newsstands nationwide and at sharpformen.com. What Sharp, the Book for Men is it's like Sharp Magazine, but in sort of a coffee table book format.
Nice.
And it has everything that a man needs to know for the season. We do one in fall, winter, one in spring, summer. So the one that's out right now, it has all kinds of great fashion ideas for men, great ideas to upgrade your style. It also has beautiful cars, lots of watches.
Women.
Yeah. And it has a section called The Manual, which explains how to do everything better.
How to survive
in the wilderness, how to have an intelligent conversation about a difficult topic. All kinds of different tips for the modern man.
I'd like to give this is a good thing to have. Women should have this so we understand men better.
And women should buy them for their men.
Exactly.
As a subtle hint.
How about this?
That's a great coffee table book. I like that.
Glenfiddich 15-year-old single malt scotch.
Oh, my.
Yes, sir. And not only is it a great tasting scotch, it is supporting a great cause because $2 from every bottle goes to the Wounded Warriors Foundation.
Is that right? And can it be readily found at the LCBO?
Yes, it can.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
I even like in your latest issue of Sharp how you decode cognac.
That's right, yeah.
I needed that decoded because I didn't really get it before.
What did you find out about that? What did you learn from that?
Well, that it's meticulously aged in oak and enjoyed by the world's most discerning palates since 1724. Can you believe that?
No.
It's been around
for a lot of information on cognacs, which
I don't believe that.
Well, you got to.
Believe anything lasted that long.
We printed it, so it must be true.
Yeah.
I see that you brought in a canoe paddle.
Yes.
Do tell.
Yeah, this is beautiful. Here.
Beautiful.
Have a paddle.
That's a really nice paddle.
Why is that special?
It is from a company in Montreal, so it's a Canadian-made product. It's called the company's called Norquay, and they make these beautiful wood paddles, and then they paint them in these really cool designs. So it's not really something that you would take out in your canoe in the summer, but you would more hang it on your wall for sort of a woodsy masculine aesthetic.
Yeah, I like that. Or just put it in the corner behind a chair.
Yeah.
You know, that would be nice, too.
Go well
I like
with
the
your
look of...
Hudson's Bay blanket.
That's right. That's very outdoorsy of you. Very manly.
You could hang that up, and then you could make up stories to go along with it.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
This got me out of an emergency situation when I was just 20 years old.
How about high-tech headsets? I see them right in front of you. And would like to take a closer look at these because, as you know, we do wear headsets on this show. What do you love about these? And tell us who they are.
Bowers & Wilkins, which is a really great name in audio.
It is a great name, Bowers & Wilkins, yeah.
And they sound beautiful, but they also look beautiful.
They smell nice, too.
And yes,
that's because I just
also
had them on.
They let them dog. Go ahead.
Ooh. Well, they are really well made. I mean, Bowers & Wilkins has a great reputation for sound quality, and they also have really beautiful, sleek, modern lines. They look a little bit retro-inspired, but very high-tech as well.
$300.
They're $300.
Don't
a little pricey,
them.
But...
Yeah.
If you want high-end headphones, these are the ones.
Do what Darren and I do when we get on a plane. We just put the headsets on and don't really plug it in, and we just have silence, right? Don't you have silence on a plane?
I had my headphones on.
Sorry, you did.
Yeah.
You brought in a meat box.
I like this. This is
Look
the Carnivore Club meat box. And what
wow.
the deal is, you pay $50 a month, Jeremy, and then they'll drop you off a box every month.
That's right.
That's
and
incredible.
You don't know what you're going to get? Like, you don't know what kind of meat you're going to get?
No, the only guarantee is that it will be delicious.
Okay. I like that. That's a great idea.
We don't have a milkman anymore, but the meat man will come to your door.
The meat man's doing well.
Beautiful prosciutto is in here. Oh my gosh, that looks good.
Terrine, salami, sausage. I think there's some duck in there.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love duck?
I think I'll have the duck. I like duck, actually.
Go on. Then you brought pants, and you brought some boots. I mean, some really great stuff.
These are some Banana Republic plaid pants,
nice.
Which I like to call a statement trouser.
Yeah. They're still subdued
to go with
in the
your
plaid.
Statement socks.
That's right. And you know, who doesn't want to make a statement at the holiday parties?
And what about these great-looking, I think they're hiking boots, but they're better looking than that. Boy, they're nice.
Well, it's sort of the marriage between a beautiful old-school hiking boot and a new modern fashion boot. These are Timberland Abingdon boots.
Boy, those are really nice.
Well-made, yeah. And they have a beautiful leather construction as well as a little hit of a wool plaid fabric on the upper.
Quanto?
I like
these
that
ones
much.
Are 180.
Oh, that's
just,
not bad.
Just really quickly, too. Jeremy brought something in that was only $40, which looks great. It's the French Connection pattern scarf. It is really a nice looking scarf,
mm-hmm.
and then for the price point and the way it looks very high end. Okay. So well done.
Maybe we should post some of these on our blog or something, Caitlin, so people know what we're
And you can
about.
Also find them in the new issue of Sharp Magazine.
Ah, there you go. New issue of Sharp Magazine. Christmas gifts ideas for the men in your life. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, sir.
Jeremy Fried from Sharp Magazine.